This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 387, up 7. May corn, 394 and a quarter, up 7. July corn, 401, up 7.5. March soybeans, 991 and 3 quarters, up 3 quarters. May soybeans, 997 and a half, up a quarter. July soybeans, 1003, down a quarter. March wheat, 532 and 3 quarters, no change. May wheat, 534 and 3 quarters, down 1. July wheat, 538 and a quarter, down 1 and 3 quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon. Exports added firmness to corn prices, but cancellation of export contracts weakened soybean prices. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 7 to 8 cents at 354 to 372, while soybean bids were steady at 941 to 975. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 7 higher at 355 to 378. Soybean bids were mostly 1 to 2 stronger at 962 to 992. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 7 to 8 cents at 363 to 379. Soybean bids ended mixed at 971 to 990, and the wheat bids ended mostly steady at 433 to 510. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 1 to 6 higher at 990 to 1012. Basis ended steady to 5 cents higher at 2 under to 20 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 346.20 to 366.20 per ton. That's down 50 cents, with basis steady range from 20 to 40 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 7 cents higher at 374 to 389, with basis steady range from 13 under to 2 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 9 higher at 372 to 384, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 15 to 3 under the March. Soybeans down 2 cents at 987 and 994, with basis 3 cents lower, ranging from 5 under to 2 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place our producer corn bids 6 to 7 higher at 395 to 399. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices 1 to 3 cents, with quotations at 1013 to 1014. Soft wheat ended steady for the day at 529 to 538, and Milo ended 7 cents higher at 447 to 452. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 362 to 385. New crop soybean bids range from 920 up to 950. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 370 up to 385, new crop soybean bids at 933 to 950, and in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 350 up to 385, new crop soybean bids at 918 up to 945, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 492 up to 526. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 154.45, up 25 cents. April live cattle, 152.95, up 15 cents. June live cattle, 146.47, up 2 cents. January feeder cattle, 214.10, down $1.55. March feeder cattle, 204.85, down 75 cents. April feeder cattle, 206.45, up 10 cents. February lean hogs, 74.50, down $1.12. April lean hogs, 77.67, down 67 cents. May lean hogs, 83.37, down $1.57. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 16th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 12 cents higher. In a range of $62 to $73 with a weighted average carcass price of $71.03. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port Slaughter Sows Trading Study with moderate demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $36 to $39. 4 to 5 weighed at $38 to $42. 5 to 6 weighed at $41 to $44. And over 600 pounds, $42 to $46. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts of country buying points are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $45 to $49. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 12,333. The Carthage Livestock Auction Report for Thursday, January 15th had receipts of 1,510. Trade was active with moderate to good demand. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 weight at 290 to 311, 5 weight at 248 to 289, 6 weight at 215 to 229, 7 weight at 198, 50 to 220, 50, and 8 weights at 190 to 191, 50. Feeder heifers, medium and large, 4 weight at 231 to 248, 5 weight at 217 to 238, 6 weight at 209 to 227, 50, and 7 weights at 194 to 210, 50. The Schuyler Livestock Auction Report for Wednesday, January 14th had receipts of 935. Slaughter steers choice at 160 and a quarter to 171.75. Slaughter heifers choice at 161 and a quarter to 168. Feeder steers medium and large 4 weight at 315 to 332, 50. 5 weight at 242, 50 to $300. 6 weight at 220 to 256. 7 weights at 220 to 225. Feeder heifers medium and large 3 weight at 297 to 330, 4 weight at 275 to 312.50, 5 weight at 230 to 253, and 6 weights at 222 to 228. Feeder bulls medium and large 4 weight at 338 and some 5 weights at 242. On to the Walnut Livestock Auction Report for Thursday the 15th, had receipts of 515. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $7 lower. Slaughter steers choice at 158 to 165 and a quarter. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 143 to 150. Heifers choice at 158 to 165, 50. Slaughter cows average dressing breakers at 95, 50 to 103. Boners average dressing at 95 to 104. And leans average dressing at 75 to 81. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 115 to 125.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 163. On a dress basis at 259 to 262. Heifers on a live basis traded at 163 and on a dress basis at 256 to 265. The National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 256 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $84.37, which was 48 cents higher. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $260.45, which was $2.43 lower. Select carcasses at $250.84, which was $3.23 lower. The estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 92,000 compared to 95,000 last week, 106,000 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 420,000 compared to 367,000 last week and 426,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
One of last year's top trade stories is China's surging imports of U.S. sorghum, according to the U.S. Grains Council. During the most recent marketing year, China imported 165 million bushels of U.S. sorghum, 87% of U.S. global exports. As of January 8th, China has already accumulated exports of more than 189 million bushels for the current marketing year. Council Director in China, Brian Lomar, says China's demand for coarse grains is significant, Lomar says the council and U.S. sorghum industry have worked hard for 3 years to introduce sorghum as a new option for China's producers. The program has begun to yield impressive results, and Lomar says China is expected to remain a robust market for U.S. sorghum in the future. Governor Rauner has been sworn in and is appointing new people to various offices. I spoke with president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, about one of those appointees and what implications this could have for state transportation funding.
A lot of things going on. I mean, Governor Bruce Rauner is in. He did, one of his first appointments was to announce or to name Randy Blankenhorn as a Secretary of Transportation. Great choice and a lot of experience, a former IDOT employee, so he's got a lot of IDOT experience. He's a planner, so I think what they're doing is looking long-range transportation planning, which is good. If you're looking long-range transportation planning, then you're also looking at funding issues, financing for transportation.
Schaefer said the current price of fuel is weighing in on transportation funding options.
Everyone is anxiously to watch to see what the governor's plans are, especially when it comes into a possible increase in motor fuel tax, other types of transportation funding. There's a lot of calls right now that, the price of fuel's down, but there's also, a lot of talk that we haven't done anything with transportation funding in 23 years now, and that maybe now's the time to look at something. Funding from motor fuel tax revenue has stayed relatively flat for that whole time period. The cost of building roads and bridges and repairs has not stayed flat. Matter of fact, it's doubled or tripled in some cases. And we just are not keeping pace with the needs of our roads, not just the interstate highways, not just the state highways, but also on the local level.
Schaefer said the transportation issues need to be solved because it is the support system for many other key industries.
So I think you're going to hear a lot of discussion about how do we improve transportation. And that means, roads, bridges. It may mean airports. It may mean locks and dams. It may mean, the whole wide gamut of transportation. The state's economy depends on a good transportation system. Being able to move goods and services from one point to another, being able to move grain from the field to the elevator, to the river terminal, or moving it to a rail terminal is crucial to our economy. And if we don't have the infrastructure to support it, then it hurts everybody. And that is something we really, really need to consider.
Something that is getting attention as a way to solve transportation funding is a higher motor fuel tax.
Do we talk about a motor fuel tax? I think so. I mean, and I'm from the trucking industry, which probably, fuel is one of the biggest, concerns and costs for the trucking companies. But if the roads are falling apart, then it doesn't do us any good. We need to look at some way to get more funding for transportation.
However, Schaefer says with any new ways of raising transportation funding, changes also need to be made to how that money is dispersed.
Hundreds of millions of dollars are diverted or taken away from the road funds that should be used for construction and repair, that's used for everything else but that purpose. We need to reform it so that that money does go back into the road funds, and so it's used for what it's rightly supposed to be for. Also, we need to look at sales tax. You pay a sales tax on top of the motor fuel tax when you buy a gallon of gas or a gallon of diesel fuel. That sales tax revenue, that also goes into that big black hole. That money also needs to go back into roads and bridges. And I think we'll be very strongly pointing that out to lawmakers when they start considering these issues during the spring session. My guess is something will happen, but we got to make sure if something happens that we have all these reforms that are in place at the same time we talk about raising any type of tax.
Don Schaefer has a seasonal message to share with all truck drivers.
It's that time of the year. January 15th usually is that time of the year when we start seeing the seasonal postings on roads, rural roads, that if it has permanent posting or it's posted by ordinance. The seasonal posting, state of Illinois, says that local road commissioners have that authority to restrict the weights on local roads during this time of the year because of freeze thaw. I mean, we look at temperatures this week. Temperatures are supposed to be 50. close to 50 in the 40s, and then cool at night. You know, that is a combination to a great way to tear up a road because of the fact that they are very unstable. You know, we say that the soil in Illinois is great for farming and it's horrible for roads. It does not put down a good base for the roads, and thus the state of Illinois allows road commissioners to restrict that weight. And, you know, the number one thing we tell truck operators, hey, you know, adhere to that road posting, because you know as well as we do that the minute you put a heavy truck on a road like that, it'll turn it to mush, it'll turn it to any asphalt that's on there, it'll just tear it up. So please adhere to that road posting. You're going to have to do it for the next two months or so, but, you know, it's for your own good. And it's also good for the people who live along those roads because they're the ones that really, at least on township roads, are the ones who support it because most township roads are supported by property taxes.
You touched on a good point that this weather is great for the soils, but you are right. It is terrible for the roads, this freeze-thaw pattern.
And right now, you know, if you go out there a day like today, you know, you can just feel it. You know, you can bounce on it because just because of the fact, beautiful day today. You know, it's going to be 50 degrees, sunny. That really warms it up. But then again, at the night, it cools it off. So back and forth, that naturally is going to really be tough on the roadbed. Just watch out, you know, this time of the year also, please be very careful. A lot of black ice out there. You can't see it, but in the early morning out there, sunny out there, but there's still black ice on the road. Be careful and, you know, drive carefully. Plus, you got a lot of fog this time of the year, that also. So all those road conditions out there, it may look like a nice day, but it also could be dangerous. So please be careful.
All right. Thank you very much, Don.
No problem.
Again, that was president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past weekend. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for an update on how the auction went.
Well, Angela, we had a extremely large offerings this weekend. Weather was good. People could get around. We ended up in the small squares. We had 1,544 bales of alfalfa, and it was in a price range from $240 to extreme top of $6.20 a bale. The alfalfa grass, we had 265 bales, and it was from $3.10 to top of $7 on several piles. We had 575 bales of just grass mix from $2 to $5.60 a bale. Ended up with 330 small squares of straw from $2.25 to $3.70. And round bales of alfalfa, we had 103 bales of those, and they was from $26 to $51. Ended up with 50 bales of alfalfa grass from $17.50 to $35. And we had 70 bales of just mixed grass from $13 to, we had some at $40 that was stored inside. Had 80 bales of straw from $16 to $25 per bale. We had 18 bales of corn stalks at $20. In the 3x3s, we had 105 bales of alfalfa from $47 to $53 per bale. We ended up 24 bales of nice grass hay at $49 per bale. And we had 69 bales of straw in 3x3s at $47 per bale.
Well, it sounds like you had quite the auction, and it seems like for the past few weeks you have said that the auctions have been rather large.
Yeah, there's a lot of hay out there to move, and it seems like people are bringing it to the auction. I would like to mention that if you've got round bales stored outside that you're planning on shipping, please make sure they're thawed out before you load them, because they're getting busted, and then when we go to load them here, the buyers are only getting about half a bale, and we're having some complaints on that, plus it leaves our yard in a mess, so... They could just, if they're frozen outside, wait till it thaws out, please.
All right, very good. Well, Mike, if people want to contact you for more information about the auction, how can they do so?
They can reach me anytime on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. Again, that was Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.